up, everybody? This is Nick Bannock, and this is the Learn Paid Media Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to learn and get started with free materials that are out there. There's a lot of free resources that you can find online with blogs and podcasts and other things, but these are going to remain focused on the official sources. So when it comes to learning paid media, a lot of the times you can start with Google and Facebook. They're going to be the biggest platforms that you tend to work on, and they have some great free resources available for you. So I'll start with talking about some of the resources from Google, and then I'll also talk about the resources from Facebook. And these will be in the show notes, so don't worry about the URLs for now, but I will link those in the description so that you can get access to those. But just know that Google is the Academy for Ads, and Facebook is called Blueprint. So with the Google Academy for Ads, when you first get to the Google Academy for Ads, it's a little bit confusing. There's all kinds of different things that you can click on. There's different places that you can go. You can go to Google Ads. You can go to Google Analytics. There's a bunch of things on this website. Google Analytics Individual Qualification is one of the certifications that you can get. So I recommend starting with the Google Analytics certification. A lot of the time, if you're new to digital marketing in general, if you already know a little bit about analytics and digital marketing and you're trying to just get started with paid media next, then you can probably skip the Google Analytics exam, but it wouldn't hurt for you to go through it. It's pretty quick. I think it's like 3 hours of materials, or not even. I think it's like 2 hours of materials and a 1 hour exam. So the Google Analytics individual qualification is definitely a good starting point, and it'll give you a good foundation for just understanding tracking, how the different channels attribute, how to navigate around analytics, because it's inevitable that you're going to be in there when you're doing paid media. So after you go through the Google Analytics individual qualification, you can go to the Google Ads section, and you'll find that there's a bunch of different things there. So there's digital sales, Google Ads display, Google Ads mobile, Google Ads search, Google Ads video, programmatic, and shopping ads. You can choose from all of these. And I want to go through a little bit about why I'm spending time on this one. This episode is really more for people that are new to paid media. I wanted to make sure that I circled back and covered some of the topics that will help people that are brand new to the space get started in the right direction. And these would be ones where you could go through this material and then go back and listen to how to structure the search campaigns, and it will probably make a lot more sense for you if you're new. I would just want to make sure that I'm not only covering material that is for intermediate and advanced users. So this is a kind of more focused on beginner episode. I'm going to get into Facebook a little bit later in the episode as well. And then, as I mentioned in the last episode, I'll be covering Facebook ads in more depth. And I will probably do that on next week's episode, because this week I just want to talk about some of the certifications and things that you can be doing. So go into the Academy for Ads when you get a chance and click into each one of these things that I just mentioned. So the digital sales, I never took this certification, so I'm not exactly sure how useful it is, but what they say on the site is that it covers basic concepts in online advertising and sales skills. It assesses the effectiveness of sales representatives to sell Google digital solutions to businesses. I have a feeling that this one is probably focused a lot on small business, but there might be some good information in there, especially if you don't have a lot of experience in sales or just knowing how to explain digital marketing or paid media to people. This is a pretty crucial skill you'll find in your career. I've met some people in the space that are amazing at managing paid media, but not amazing at communicating it to clients. And there's a huge learning curve for those people on how to communicate to clients or how to communicate to colleagues or train or things like that. And I've also had other times where I've had people that are amazing at talking to clients and breaking things down, but they have a huge amount of work to do to get better at actually doing the paid media. So you want to have a balanced approach here. You want to be able to communicate what you're doing to clients. You want to be able to communicate to team members. If you're in-house, you want to be able to train people, communicate to your managers. So the digital sales certification might be useful, but like I said, I haven't taken that one. Might be worth checking out. All these resources are free, so you have nothing to lose besides a little bit of time going through them. So the digital sales is in there, but I always recommend Google Ads search as kind of the foundation to what you're going to learn from Google Ads. Because Google Ads search is going to be the channel that's the lowest in the funnel when it comes to your campaigns, unless you're an e-commerce client, then your shopping ads, you could argue, are about on par with your search ads, or maybe they even perform better. In my case, I tend to find that shopping ads will perform better than non-brand search a lot of the time in e-commerce. So you might argue that the shopping ad certification is important too. But I still think starting with Google Ads Search is going to be a really important one, because it's going to help you understand what a lot of the terms mean. Like I mentioned in episode 3 with jargon, there's a lot to learn when it comes to campaigns and ad groups and click-through rate and quality score and all these different things. And it's going to go through a lot of that stuff for you when you go through the certification. So when you click into the Google Ads Search, what you're going to find is you're going to find Google Ads Fundamentals, Google Ads Search Certification, and then Remarketing List for Search Ads, Efficiently Reach Higher Value Audiences. So these are just the different categories that you can go to. You're going to start with the Google Ads Fundamentals. So you go through the Fundamentals course first. And the nice thing with this website is that when you click into Google Ads Fundamentals, it's going to open up kind of the module, and it's going to show you if you've taken the exam. Right now it says that I've passed the exam, and my exam expires on October 17th, 2019. Unfortunately, these exams expire every year, and you have to retake them. It's fucking stupid, because the material doesn't change that much, but they just do that. So it used to be that some of the exams lasted for 2 years, and some of them lasted for one. But I don't know, I guess the market changes so often that they want you to keep retaking it in case there's new materials or things that you didn't know before. But I don't know, it's kind of weird, because if you're working in the platform all the time, you're going to know what the new materials are. And then when you take the exam, it's super boring, but you just blow through it. So don't worry about it. It just is what it is. We all just deal with it. The other thing is, don't be an asshole and cheat on these exams. You can Google search for the questions that are on the exams and find all the answers online. But it's just a stupid thing to do, because it's a free exam. And it's probably a good thing if you get certain things wrong and then you can look them up and learn from that later. It's not a good thing if you blow through the materials, copy and paste things into Google, copy and paste the answers. It's all multiple choice, but finding the answers on Google searches, it's not going to serve you. You want to make sure that you actually can pass these tests so that you have a good foundation and understanding. So go through them. If you fail the first time, it's not a big deal. Just go back, study the materials, and do it again. When you get into the module, though, after you see if you have the exam or not, that'll be the thing that's at the top. Like the Google Ads Fundamentals one says that there's an hour and a half that you get for the exam. But then after that, you'll see a study Google Ads Fundamentals section that's optional. And there'll be a little bubble next to each one where you can track your progress. And it's great because it tells you how long it's going to take. So you can start with the first one. I'll click into it, learn the basics of Google Ads here. So I go in, learn the basics of Google Ads. There's a write-up. There's different things that you can click on with Google Search, YouTube, NewYorkTimes.com, and it's trying to show you how Google Ads works on each one of these domains and kind of what that means. You can go through and you can actually check the things that apply and hit submit, get feedback, and then you can mark things as complete. And there's videos on some of these, there's images, there's a lot of different materials to kind of help you follow along. So it does some really good stuff for you. It tracks your progress. So just make sure you're logged in when you go to the site and you'll be good to go. That's the Google Ads search. And after you get through the fundamentals, then you can take the Google Ads search certification. So the search certification is a lot more advanced and it's focused just on search. And you'll find that one is more basic and intermediate concepts. So it's a little bit more challenging when you're first getting started and you don't really understand the look and feel of the platform, but you'll be fine. You can definitely go through all the materials, take the test, and still pass the exam without ever having managed a Google Ads account before. I know that because I did that way back in the day when you used to have to pay for these tests. They used to be $50. And I remember having to take an exam when I barely knew the platform. I had maybe logged into it once or twice, but I hadn't really done anything in there. And I had to take the exam at the agency I was working at to get it certified. But you can definitely do that. And back then, the tests were a little bit more challenging too, and the materials were a lot worse because it was basically just like reading through an online manual with no visuals. It was garbage. So it's a lot better now for people getting started. So I'm going to go back real quick to some of the other Google Ads certifications here. So if you click into some of the other ones, there are some here that might be useful for you when you're first getting started. I would recommend just doing all of them because it's free. You're trying to learn, put the time in, get the shit done, and you'll be way ahead of a lot of other people. Also, when you go into them, a lot of them have the Google Ads fundamentals as the first link. Obviously, if you take that and then you take the search certification, then if you go to the next one, like Google Ads Display, you won't have to take the fundamentals again. You'll just skip right to Google Ads Display certification. So the Google Ads Display certification, this one has a lot more hours of materials in it. It's a little bit more intense with some of the things that it covers. It's a little bit confusing when it comes to starting off learning display, but you'll get the hang of it pretty quickly as you go through those. And then as you move forward, you'll also see that there is a Google Ads mobile certification. This one's a little bit strange because it talks about mobile advertising, ad formats, bidding and targeting, campaign measurement and optimization. I just find it to be a little weird that this is separated because the reality is like all of your campaigns are going to target mobile, desktop, and tablet anyway. But there's some other things that are covered here that kind of make sense for only being in this section. And so I'll click into that and kind of explain that there's also mobile apps, and that is kind of where some of the focus comes from. So there's mobile search, mobile display, mobile video, and all these things that are you're going to do when you work in the other areas. But this one focuses a little bit more on if you're using a mobile site or a mobile app, how to design great mobile sites, how to design great mobile apps. So the information that's in this one is awesome for you to learn because even if you're not going to be working on apps or app campaigns, there's still some great information in here on mobile sites and best practices for mobile sites. It's extremely useful because the mobile auction is a little different than desktop. There's not as many ad placements a lot of the times. The way that people convert is different. The way that people search is different. So it is important for you to understand the nuance there. Next, you're going to see there's Google Ads Video in here, and there's a certification for Google Ads Video, Google Ads Video certification, highly original name. And then next, you're going to see the shopping certification that I talked about. This one's just called Shopping Ad Certification, and it's an awesome one for you to learn about because shopping campaigns are crucial for e-commerce. I've never seen a scenario where they didn't work really well. So just learn them, understand them, take the time. You're going to have to learn a lot more when it comes to Shopping Ad Certification than you may have originally thought. You're going to have to learn about data feeds for your products. You're going to have to learn about understanding like your whole catalog, how to optimize your actual data feed, and then get it set up in Google Merchant Center. But there's a lot of useful information in here, so highly recommend it. And then you're going to move on basically out of the Google Ads section. So now you have Google Analytics, you have Google Ads, and then there's another section that I'm just going to cover here briefly. And this is the Google Marketing Platform. So Google Marketing Platform, this used to be known as the DoubleClick Suite. Google owned a company called DoubleClick, and then it was just basically a Google product, or a bunch of Google products, and then they rebranded everything into the Google Marketing Platform. This is something that you might want to learn about, but you should not start here. So I'm only bringing this up because you might be in a scenario where it makes sense for you to learn about programmatic display or just some other things along the way that are a little bit outside of Google search, a little bit outside of the Google Ads platform. So the big one in here is display and video 360. If you're trying to learn paid media, this is a good platform for you to learn. So display and video 360 is one of the modules in this section. If you click into it, this one has basically design compelling creatives, and then it goes into the next things that are a little bit longer. So it's got display and video 360 basics, and it goes on to all of these different sections. This one's more of a just kind of a set of study guides. It's not necessarily like the same type of certification or anything like that. It's just a little bit of a different setup, but it's useful if you are going to use that platform, and that is for programmatic display. If you don't know what programmatic display is, don't freak out. You can learn about it over time. It's really not as complicated as a lot of the information online will try to make it seem. It's basically just doing display and video advertising, but using a platform that connects to all of the different exchanges out there. I mentioned this a little bit in a previous episode, but it's a useful thing to do if you have a client that really wants to expand their reach with display and video, and maybe they just want to see if they can get better results outside of just the Google Ads platform. And it also allows you to do everything on a CPM, cost per thousand impression based system, instead of a cost per click system. And I've just found that it can be very useful for certain verticals. There's different benefits that you get outside of the fact that you can just target other exchanges besides Google. And when I'm talking about exchanges, I'm talking about just different ad exchanges, different places where you can buy media space. So when you go to a good example, go to CNN.com and just look at all of the trackers that they have on their site. You can do this with a tool like Ghostery or some other ones. And you can see that there's all kinds of things on there. You might find things like the Google DoubleClick Exchange. You might find the AdSense Network, which are the Google-owned networks. But then you might see things like OpenX or AppNexus or some of these other platforms that might be on there. And those are ones that you can target with some of the programs like Display and Video 360. And there's some other programmatic platforms out there. But anyway, this is a good place to learn about it, and just wanted to kind of point it out that there is a whole section in here for some other things that they also teach. They do have a Google Marketing Platform certification exam. The thing is, though, this covers a lot of different stuff in here, so it does have the display and video 360 certification. It's weird it's in this section instead of in the display and video 360 section. So you can just take that exam if you want to be certified in that program. And then they have some other things like Campaign Manager. Not going to cover that right now, but it's for ad trafficking, and we don't need to get into that right now because you're not going to use it very much when you're doing paid media unless you work for certain types of brands that are using the platform to kind of dedupe conversions and all that. But we'll cover that at a later date because that gets a lot more complicated than what this episode should cover. And there's some other things in here like creative certification. And there's a thing in here called Search Ads 360 certification exam. And there's also a whole module for Search Ads 360. Just don't get confused by this. Search Ads 360 is not some advanced form of search advertising or something like that that you need to know about. It's just a platform that used to be called the DoubleClick search platform. Eventually it was shortened to DS3. And I've used it before. It's basically just a platform that allows you to manage your Google Ads and your Bing Ads accounts in one platform. But it's not that great. I did not really like the way that it handled bidding. And at the time I was using it, it was not an awesome platform. The benefits to it, though, are that it uses a different type of tracking called the floodlight tag. And that's what the other products use in here. And they may have even been, I know that they've been rebranding some of that stuff too. But basically, the whole idea is that if you're using the Search Ads 360 and you're using the Display and Video 360 and you're doing advanced advertising across search and then these programmatic channels and you're doing all this other stuff, you can dedupe some of the conversions by then trafficking everything through Campaign Manager, and you can see, you know, the impact of your way upper funnel stuff and your lower funnel stuff and all that. So there's a lot that goes into this, but it's way more on the enterprise side of things, and it's not where you're probably going to be getting started. So anyway, just wanted to point out, though, that it's in there because I didn't want to have somebody go to the site, accidentally click into the Google Marketing Platform, and think that they were going to be learning about Google Ads in there, because that's not where you learn about it. That's a whole different set of enterprise tools that Google offers, and it's in there for you. So check it out if you want to. I'm going to move on to Facebook now. Facebook has an awesome platform for learning. So they have a basic one called like facebook.com/business/learn, and this will take you to some of the basic courses. So they got things in here like Beyond Likes, create ads that meet your business goals, how to create an ad on Facebook, a beginner's guide to finding images for your ads. So this is all good stuff for way, way, way newbies. And if that's where you're at, don't worry about it. Nothing wrong with that. I was there before as well. When I first started advertising on Facebook, the platform was straight trash. It was just bullshit right-hand column ads. And then they came out with the newsfeed ads. So we had like newsfeed and then right column. And it was basically all desktop. And it performed like shit. And then I remember when I first started advertising on it and video ads came out. And I felt like I was getting scammed when I launched my first video ad with the metrics that were getting reported to me and the performance that it actually showed me versus what was really happening. So Facebook has evolved a lot over time. And as a result of that, like, their materials have gotten a lot better. And the reason I bring up the criticisms of the early days is that it was like the Wild West for trying to learn how to do things on Facebook. It was crazy. The algorithm was different. There was really no awesome way to learn the platform besides just using it and hoping that you figured out something that worked. And now they've done a lot better of a job with their platform. And I have to say, it's one of the better platforms out there. I really like managing in Facebook ads now. I find it to be a lot more intuitive than it used to be. It's a lot faster than it used to be. You don't have to do this weird thing where you're managing in the power editor and then changing back and forth between these two desktop windows. They've just made it a lot better. So go through some of those courses, check them out, but then scroll down and you'll see that there's another link to a button that says Browse Professional Courses. So Browse Professional Courses will take you to Learn with Facebook Blueprint. So this is what I mentioned earlier in the episode, Facebook Blueprint. This will take you to the actual facebookblueprint.com/student/catalog domain. Again, don't worry, I'm going to link this in the show notes. The Facebook Blueprint, it fucking rules, really. I mean, it breaks everything down. You've got Get Started with Facebook, Get Started with Advertising, Learn Advanced Buying Options, Target the Right Audience, Build Awareness, Drive Consideration. There's Generating Leads, Promoting Apps, Increasing Sales, In-Store and Online, Choosing Ad Formats, there's Creative Inspiration. It keeps going. I'm not going to read all of them because that fucking sucks to do. But there's a lot of good stuff in here. So you'll see that when you go to each one of these, so I'm just going to go to the Getting Started with Advertising section. So it starts with, you know, scrolling from left to right. It tells you, just like the Academy for Ads, it tells you how long each one of these is going to be. So you know what your time commitment is going to be for these. You know if you have time to sit down and spend 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. If it breaks them down like that, you know if you have that time before you get into it, because you don't really want to stop right in the middle of one of these. You want to make sure that you have the right amount of time to get through one, take notes on it, and don't do this when you only have 15 minutes and the thing takes 15, because you're going to want to take some notes. You're going to want to kind of go back to it. You want to make sure you're really taking in the information here. Some of them are longer than others, and I'm just going to click into one so I can kind of give you a little bit more of an explanation. So I just clicked into brand safety across the Facebook family of apps and services. So it has lessons in there. You can track your progress of the lessons. Pretty similar to the Academy for Ads. Facebook would never admit it, but they probably checked out the Academy for Ads, and that's probably where they came up with some of these ideas. Or Google copied off of Facebook's blueprint when they were working on Academy for Ads, but I doubt that because I think Academy for Ads has been around for longer. I could be wrong. If I am, just let me know. But still, it's a great, great organized system, the way that it works. Now, there's another section that you kind of have to dig for, and this is the Facebook certifications. I'm going to tell you full disclosure here. I'm not Facebook ads certified. I haven't taken the Facebook ads certification tests, and I literally don't know anyone that's ever taken the Facebook certifications tests. I've never worked with anyone who's taken these tests, and I've worked with people that manage a lot of Facebook ads. I mean, I've worked with people that are managing millions of dollars a month in just Facebook ads alone, and they've never taken the exam. It's not because anybody was opposed to it, I think. I think it was just because it wasn't really around until more recently, and it's not even something that Facebook has ever like pushed. My Facebook reps have literally never told me to take the exam. I don't know. They don't even really encourage it, whereas like my Google reps have always encouraged me to take the exams. So Oh, that should that also reminds me. There is a Bing Ads exam, too, that's free. But you should do all of the Google search stuff first, and then you can go do the Bing Ads stuff. But just know that what you learn about Google Ads, it's almost the same in Bing Ads. There's some slight differences, like some of the targeting settings in Bing Ads are at the ad group level instead of at the campaign level. Some really simple nuance there, but for the most part, the platforms behave the same. So you can check that out at another time too. But the Facebook Blueprint, this one is interesting because there's some certifications that you can get. There's, I think, two different ones. I'll check them out right here so I can tell you what they're actually called because I don't have the name memorized. There's Facebook Blueprint. There's Facebook Blueprint Certified Buyer and Facebook Blueprint Certified Planner. So they both consist of a couple of things. The first one, the Certified Planning Professional, consists of the Facebook Advertising Core Competencies exam, and then the Facebook Certified Planning Professional exam. And then the other one is the Facebook Advertising Core Competencies again, and then the Facebook Certified Buying Professional exam. So it's really just three exams. I'm not even sure if these are free, because when you click on them and you go to take the exam, so when you go to schedule to take the exam, it actually takes you outside of this site. It takes you to a Pearson kind of module, and you have to like fill out a bunch of information about yourself before you get into it. And it even tells you that you're going to have like a government ID to certify who you are. It's a lot more serious for whatever reason than the Google one. But I do plan to eventually take this, and I'll report back on what I find after I take the Blueprint certification, just because, not because I need it, but really just because I'm curious and I want to share the information out there with everybody after I do it. So know that it's there. I don't recommend getting Facebook certified right now, only because I don't know if it's going to be valuable or not for you, but it probably wouldn't hurt anything. So after you get through the Google and Facebook materials, if you want to go and get Facebook certified, go for it. And if you get it done before I make a podcast about it, send me an email and let me know about it. I'm really curious to hear more about it. You can just contact me through the learnpaidmedia.com website, or just send me an email direct at nick@learnpaidmedia.com. That's fine too. But I'm just curious to hear a little bit more about that. So go through all of these free materials and learn as much as you can, because it's only going to help you. It's only going to put you ahead as you start listening to things like this podcast. You need to have the foundation in place to be able to develop a lot further. If you start trying to follow episodes like I did with episode 4 and 5 on search campaign structure, and you don't even have your Google search certifications and you've never worked in the platform, it's just not going to work for you. So make sure that you have these things covered. And that's why I did that episode on jargon as well. That was really to help with understanding the foundational level of how to talk about this stuff and all that. So go ahead and try to learn a little bit more about these materials. Reach out to me if you have any questions as you're going through them. I'm curious to hear people's feedback on how they feel about the exams. For me, I have such a bias when I go through the materials now because I've been working in the space for a while. But I definitely would say that when I was working at my last agency and I was training people, and I would have people that were brand new to the space and I would point them to the different materials, they seemed to really benefit from it and they liked it a lot. So I know that they really do work. I'm not going to recommend any other materials right now. I know there's different courses out there and places that you can learn Google Ads, Facebook Ads, Bing Ads, and some of the other platforms. I'm not going to recommend any of those because they're not free most of the time. And also, I can't really say whether they're good or not. I can only talk about what I've experienced with some of these platforms and what some of my colleagues have experienced. And I know that the Google Ads and the Facebook Ads training gets updated regularly. It's going to be the most accurate, and it's going to be the one that probably helps you the most with just being able to understand how to just navigate the platforms, which is a huge, huge win, because just understanding what you're looking at the first time you log into the platform is a crazy thing. Like when you first log into the Google Ads platform, or the Facebook ads platform, there's so many metrics in your face. There's so many places that you can click. There's so many settings. There's just so much happening that it can be overwhelming. And taking these courses is going to make that so that your experience of it is not intimidating the first time. Because you don't want to go in the first time that you've been listening to stuff, learning a little bit about stuff, and just feel defeated. You want to be able to go in and feel confident about what you're looking at. You can ask anybody else in the space, not just me, about this one. Once you work in the platforms for a little bit of time, it really starts to become second nature. You know exactly where to find where your ads showed up on display and how to exclude those placements into a shared library negative placement list. Those become simple things. That sounded complicated when I just said it, but it's a super simple thing that you'll figure out and you'll know exactly how to do it. You'll be able to think about it in your head exactly where you need to click around to get to. You'll be able to visualize it, understand it. You'll be able to move around the platform really quickly. So don't worry if it takes you a little bit of time when you're learning this and your speed is not up, because it'll get there. The other thing is, I used to recommend people go and create Google Ads and Facebook Ads accounts that were like fake accounts just to get things going so you can start looking at things. You can still kind of do this, but it's complicated, and be very careful if you do this, because Google and Facebook try to force you to put your payment information in when you try to go and create an account. It's not as easy as it used to be where you could just create an account with no billing information and start messing around and uploading campaigns and doing a bunch of shit in there and clicking around and understanding it. It's not as easy to get there as it used to be, but you still can. It just requires a little bit of finagling and messing around with the settings and Xing out of things and relogging back in. And I can't really get into too much of the details because that changes all the time too with the account creation flow. But there's been a couple of times where people that I was training went to create a test account and they accidentally started spending money. Don't do that. Don't put your credit card information in. Just don't do it. You don't want to have to end up spending money by accident. Even if you put your credit card information in and then try to delete it out, don't do that either. Just find a way to get into the account without doing it. If you're running into trouble, you might be able to call Google for free, have them help you. With Facebook, I think that you can just go and create a business manager account and create a fake ad account in there. And that should be no problem without billing for you to be able to just kind of mess around a little bit. Because when you're learning this stuff, some of us learn better by doing it and actually seeing it and clicking around and getting a feel for what we're learning about. So don't hesitate to go and just create some test accounts so that as you're going through these materials, you just have a better way to reinforce what you're learning. If they start talking about the campaign workflow and how to get to the ad section to write ads, it might be more useful for you to then pause what you're doing when you're learning about it, go in and actually figure out how to do that in the different platforms. Or in Facebook, if you're learning about the different ad formats and you're learning about carousel and video and collection, you might want to go and just create a collection ad and just see what it actually looks like when you go to do it, because it'll be a lot easier to remember for you if you're actually doing it and then going back and learning more about it. I encourage you to go and start going through all those materials if you're new. And even if you're advanced in some areas of paid media, don't think that you can't go and learn from these materials. If you've never really managed paid social, go study the Facebook materials. If you've never managed the Google Display Network or any display for that matter, go and do the Google Display certification. There's just a lot that you can learn from these things. And there's not really great ways to learn some of the other platforms, so I should mention that. Pinterest ads, Twitter ads, LinkedIn ads, there's materials that you can get from those different platforms, but it's not going to be as great as these other materials. And the thing is, there's a lot of nuance to every channel that you're going to work in. However, once you learn Google Ads and Facebook ads, you're going to find that a lot of the other platforms have copied off of them immensely. So they're really easy to get started on. So if you're going to work in Reddit ads, for example, or ads on Quora, or something obscure like that, or Twitter ads, or like I said, Pinterest ads, or some other channel, LinkedIn ads, you're going to see that the terminology and the structures are relatively similar. You're going to have a campaign. You're going to have like an ad group or an ad set, depending on the platform and how they name it. You're going to have your ads and then your targeting options, like whether it's keyword or whether it's interest or followers or things like that. There's going to be all these different settings, and then there's going to be conversion tracking. The conversion tracking is usually the same to set up on all the different platforms. So you'll actually find that once you know Google and Facebook, all the other platforms are very easy to get started on and learn. So just focus on those first, and everything else you can kind of learn on the job. Like, you're not going to have to learn a tremendous amount about Pinterest ads before you go and actually start working on Pinterest ads. You just need to know the other stuff first. And then if you had a client that says that they're interested in learning about Pinterest ads, or you think that it would be a good idea to bring that up to them as a place where they can scale their shopping campaigns and their retargeting, then you'll feel confident doing it because you'll be able to learn that platform in a matter of days once you get used to working on Facebook ads and Google ads. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the other episodes, for writing me the reviews. It's been awesome. Remember to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and send me some questions when they come in. All right, talk to you soon.